F1, F2, F off, back to Russia, F off, back to Russia.
Yes, you make me a pallet on your floor. None make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft and make it low, and my good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. And I'm tired and so dissatisfied. Might take a southbound freight and ride. If I get to Memphis, babe, and I got no place to go, won't you make me a pallet on your floor? Now and make me a pallet on your floor. Babe, and make me a pallet on your floor. Yes, soft and low, and my good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. Never turn a stranger from your door. Now you never turn a stranger from your door. Might be your best friend knocking, you would never know. He might be looking for a pallet on your floor. Babe, you never turn a stranger from your home. Now you never turn a stranger from your home. Might be on the road someday, got no place to go. You might be looking for a pallet on the floor. Will you make me a pallet? Now and make me a pallet on the floor. Make it soft, baby, make it low. My good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. On come all you good time friends of mine. Yes, you come all you good time friends of mine. Where you hanging round me? Well, and I'm doing fine. But where were you when I only had a dime? Pallet on your floor. Yes, make it, babe, by the door. Make it soft and make it low. My good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor.
Everything that happens in this universe has to be the way it is. Things happen the way they should.
It's all the same number. What are the odds of that?
You happy with your life? Don't you want it all?
It said that would happen right when it did.
Where's our dog?
We don't have a dog.
Do we go backwards again?
Everything you said would come true has.
I
changed something. We erased something.
We're not meant to be here.
Life sometimes goes like you don't expect it to.
What did you do to me?
Turn it off.
Hello, this is Chris Thomas King from New Orleans, and you're listening to WRCT in Pittsburgh.
Well, 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 I love the lie and lie the love, hanging on, we push and shove, possession is the motivation, messing up the whole damn nation, looks like we always end. Trying to make it real compared to what? Oh, no, no, no. Trying to make it real compared to what?
Filling us with fright, teaching what they think is right. Well, they all got to be some kind of nut. I don't dig it. Trying to make it real compared to what?
Downtown. All right. All right. So trying to
And only eat three pockets with Jaffa cake. I will find it. It's true. You've got to be militant, because otherwise it's...
Look at what we've got. Mess we've got ourselves in by being greedy. You know what I mean? Clearly, greed is not good.
Yeah, but just
so don't be greedy.
Tell my mum.
This is Nick Sample.
Hey, this is Carm Auger.
Hey, this is Julian Corio from the Corio Auger Sample Trio. And you're listening to 1-to-1, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Leave home, girl.
No! by 1970, Electric Lady Studios, Jimmy's pride and joy. This is something that he had built up with his own sweat and blood, with money that he had earned on the road. This was his new home. This is his place where he can go and create and feel free to express himself any way he wanted to. I think Dolly Dagger is a wonderful example of where Jimmy was at that particular time. You can hear the funk of that guitar. That's going to drive the track, because the original guitar track, which is this, is just a scratch, but now we got the meat.
Electric Lady provided us a place where we could, it was our laboratory. It was a place where we could go in and experiment.
Interestingly enough, what we're doing, he's using his original lead guitar that was cut as the basic track. That's the new, that is the lead guitar. He never replaced that. However, he did add extras. A super clean one, which goes along with...
There was thought of implementing or going in certain other musical directions, which made a lot of sense.
Get along, get along, get along.
And in true 70s fashion...
Heavy Mama!
Heavy Mama, get it on, get it on.
Get along, get along, Dolly!
But what a great blend of vocals. Jimmy sits perfectly in there. He knows exactly where to put his voice, what pitch, where it should sit with in relation to the Ghetto Fighters. Masterful.
We went in and we were free to create and create to our utmost.
And the great Steve Winwood quote from Billy. So solid, so reliable, he's Jimmy's anchor. This man is just fantastic.
When Billy came into the band properly, if there's such a thing, as a three-piece unit, it gave me a lot more freedom. And I just started to feel incredibly happy.
I think it's a very cool balance of power between Mitch's newfound funkiness, if you will, integrated with his jazz feel, and Billy's solidness down below, keeping it all tied together. And the fact that they communicated very, very well, the three of them.
She's satisfied till she gets what she's after.
I think Dolly Dagger is a great example of Jimmy's new sound. And I think he was very excited about playing this live.
And some of the new songs, yeah, we just played them, say, the one time, or just had the rough ideas of them in the studio. And it was using the stage to actually build them up and try them. And it felt good for that.
She was 15. rigged up, baby. Hey!
And don't have to worry about my children, because this is a hard world. Don't nobody give you nothing. You have to work for it. Right?
Right.
So I'm blessed to be able to beat up everybody. So I want to beat up everybody until I can't beat them no more. If I can go 10 more years, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Good. Most of your poems, like the one you spoke a few moments ago, are funny. But you've written one about your own people, I think at the time of the Attica prison riot. It's a serious poem. You have certainly very serious moments, as you've shown us tonight. Could you, before we go, just say that poem for us?
Oh, this poem explains the Attica prison. You heard that over here when all the black prisoners were shot, and just before they held some white hostages, and they say they would cut the throats if they didn't get what they wanted. And the word was, well, if the throats are cut, then shoot and kill everybody. They found out during the autopsy that the throats were not cut. They just shot them for nothing. The trigger-happy policeman. And that Rockefeller gave word 10 minutes or so, if they don't give up, I think it's the way it went, open fire. And one black prisoner came out to speak to the warden. And he said, you have 10 minutes to surrender. What's your reply? Are we going to come in shooting? And the black prisoner came out, poetic poem. This didn't happen, but this is what I wrote. He said, better far from all I see, to die fighting to be free, what more fitting end could be? Better surely than in some bed where in broken health I'm led, lingering until I'm dead. Better than with prayers and pleas are in the clutch of some disease, wasting slowly by degrees. Better than of heart attack are some dose of drug I lack. Let me die by being black. Better far that I should go, standing here against the foe. Is the sweeter death to know? Better than the bloody stain on some highway where I'm lain. torn by flying glass and pain. Better call in death to come than to die another dumb, muted victim in the slum. Better than of this prison rot, if there's any choice I've got, kill me here on the spot. Better far my fight to wage now while my blood boils with rage, lest it cool with ancient age. Better violent for us to die than to Uncle Tom and try, making peace just to live a lie. Better now that I say my sooth, I'm gonna die demanding truth while I'm still akin to youth. Better now than later on, now that fear of death is gone, never mind another darn. They opened fire on them, but they died telling it like it was.
You have understood, well, the riddles of the ages. Yes, and you have understood the universal mind. You have placed your footprints on the everlasting sands of time. Yeah, so tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as a Superman? There ain't no such thing as a Superman. Was on the Nile. You went to see great Egypt fall. It fell down to the ground. Yes, and you was out there on the corner when being cool went blind. Are you alone? Understand that if we're gonna win, we've got to get together. Together, be together, stick together. So tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as Superman? There ain't no such thing as Superman. Thing as a Superman. There ain't
Sugar Ray defeated Jake at Madison Square Garden last October. You can see the contrast in their styles. The speedy Ray Robinson up on his toes, the dancing master, LaMotta the brawler, moves in right for the most of the time. Now we...
Christopher Columbus discovered Jamaica and this part of the world, well, most people know I say not no go so. We agree with that. But we really understand how is it that a one guy come clear across us all and decide say him is the founder of so much islands when he was nothing in Europe. And Europe was almost like a, what they would call a backward place before the Moors enter into Granada in Spain. It wasn't really any high quality life. Christopher Columbus born in a place named Genoa in Italy. And he was a sail upon the ship them from Portugal. And we must remember that the Portuguese is one of the first European countries to enslave African people. Don't forget that. The Portuguese were the first European country to enslave, well, and I said the first, one of the first to really enslave Africans. And Christopher Columbus was on those ships that used to venture into Europe, into Africa. Christopher Columbus. When Christopher Columbus got to Spain, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. Why we are telling this story is because something happened that we miss in the history when we talk about 1492. Because that is really where them give it. 1492, Christopher Columbus come across us all and really create havoc amongst the indigenous people. And when them tell you, say, the Arawaks or the Tainos were the first people to inhabit here. But Africans was here too. Africans was here too. Africans was here thousands of years before Christopher Columbus come here. So, in the Americas, as they would call it. Africans ventured into these parts of the world thousands of years. Anyway, the man named Christopher Columbus wanted to go to India. India, he wanted to go. And he needed some ship, but he couldn't get the ship them. So he go to King Ferdinand, Queen Isabella, to get the ship them, for venture. And he get 3 ships, but he couldn't get nobody to come with him. Because the Europeans thought that if you go too far out in the sea, you'd fall off. Because you have some people that know what about the world flat, the earth flat, and all them fools.